Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, July 26, 2016. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo. And this evening, we are talking HIV, AIDS, and the youth.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to contribute live on air, you can give us a call in our studio. And that number is 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your phone number, and we will call you back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com. And voashona.com.
HIV, AIDS activists, scientists, doctors, and other stakeholders meeting in Durban, South Africa last week for the International AIDS Conference called on youths to embrace behavioral change and lead the fight against HIV. Young people themselves in Zimbabwe say they are stepping up to the plate and leading the charge against the scourge whose cure remains elusive decades after its discovery.
As the old adage goes, prevention is better than cure. Still, young people are often accused of throwing all caution to the wind and indulging in unprotected sex, despite readily available prevention methods.
Mm-hmm. So as usual, every Tuesday, we hope to hear from you young people on this topic that sometimes say is taboo. But what looks like is coming out in Tunga of this conference is that nothing is taboo. Nothing is off limits. Young people should be open to discussing these issues, in particular HIV and AIDS, as infection rates among young people are increasing day to day.
Indeed, Ms. T. And we are joined right now by our first guest. Mm-hmm. And that's Dr. Joshua Spanda from South Africa. Dr. Spanda, good evening.
Good evening, Thungameli and your co-host and the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for joining us this evening. Let's get right into it, Dr. Sibanda. Talking about the issue of HIV, AIDS, and youth, what's your take on this as a medical practitioner?
May you please ask your question again? I didn't get it right.
What's your take on the issue of HIV and AIDS amongst youth, coming from the aspect of a medical practitioner? What do you say about the trends that are going on now?
The general overall trend is that the infection rates somehow seem to be stabilizing. That is the general overall trend, but with regards to youth, as you have already put it up front, there seems to be a steady increase in the numbers of newly infected young people. But the overall trend in terms of the new cases seems to be steady and declining.
And what would you attribute the rise amongst young people to, Dr. Spanda?
The old traditional reasons have stood the test of time. Basically, the first and probably the most important reason is that the indiscriminate sexual behavior amongst the youth hasn't really changed over the years. In fact, if anything, it's gotten worse. And this has to do to a large extent with economic problems that are prevailing that lead young people to indulge in early sexual activities and to focus on things that they would have otherwise avoided if there was lots of economic activities or there were things that they could do besides engaging in these things. And this includes educational opportunities, job opportunities, and some source of income that would determine whether a person easily avails himself to unscrupulous people and things like that.
Please do stay on the line, Dr. Spanda. Emakhaya khona ngapho uhlelo ngolaba sakhulayo uhlelo ngolwenu lamhlanje sikhangela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-HIV phakathi na kwabontanga ikakhulu sikhangela umkhuhlane we-International AIDS Conference wasanda qitshwa kwele South Africa eDurban obuthanise ingcwethi kwezempilakahle abaphila lo mkhuhlane wengculaza abantu abachiyeneyo abaphatheke kumsebenzi wokudinga esingathi ikhiwa eyomkhuhlane wengculaza ngakho yikho udaba esingalo lamhlanje lizananzelela ukubana okuphumayo ukuthi lanxa nje ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV kukhanya sokunganeno emhlabeni nje jikelele okukhathazayo kakhulu ukuthi ukumemetheka kwegciwane leli kubontanga kukhanya kusiya phambili kanje kambe kwenzakalani kini bontanga veruzhinji kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu chevechidiki nyaya iri mugango nhasi inyaya yekupararira kweHIV zvikuru sei mune vechidiki takaona svondarapfuura kuchiitwa musangano weInternational AIDS Conference kuSouth Africa uko apo vakanga vari kumusangano uyu vakakurudzira vechidiki kuti vazvibate uye vatorewo matano vawanikwe vachirwisana nekupararira kweutachiwana weHIV. Chirongwa ndechenyu, chirongwa cheruzhinji, chirongwa chamunofarira zvikuru. Parunhare tina Dr. Joshua Spanda vari kuSouth Africa uko silo baba uEdwin Ndlovu njalo ecingweni angazi nguEdwin kumbe nguKelvin ngobaba uNdlovu ecingweni kunjani?
Kolo Kelvin Ncube.
Sorry ngalokho. Mnumzana Ncube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi siyaphila. Mnumzana Ncube singathi HIV and AIDS activist. Sikhuluma la esewange. Umbuzo wokuqala Ncube siyabona lapho kuba na ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV kubontanga kuthiwa lokho kuqonga kuyaqansa lanxa nje ukumemetheka kwegciwane leli emhlabeni nje jikelele sokukhanya kunganeno kuyini okwenzakalayo kubontanga lapha?
Ya ngathi ontanga kulezi nsuku sebejayele uku-experimenta izinto eziningi ezihlukeneyo. Abanye sebengabadinga izidakamizwa then bengatshaya izidakamizwa kuba easy nje ukuthi begcine besenza izinto nje ade bengazimiselanga kumbe besenza bengacabani. Siyayisifunela amaphathi ayenzakalayo ukuthi bakhonise ukwenza iphathi eyabe ingaziwa ngabadala bona bezihlalele bekodwa uphele erumini erumini elithile. Kulabanye futhi abazali bayakhwanisa ukuthi enxabethe umntwana yedwa like ehlala yedwa bona besuke behambe like emazweni then babemthumezela imali eningi. Khona ba imali yanto eningi nje ukuthi ebezibhoyila yena umntwana asethatha imali yana ayisebenzise nje entweni ezijeniwe. Njalo okunye futhi abanye abantwana abathathwa izikolo zisiyasuka bengananzeli thi kahle into zokusuka. Basuka lapho nje beqayise nje ukuhamba belala nje njalo nje every. Okungaba maybe part of them ngabanye futhi abenza i-HIV ibilokisiwa njani iqhubekela phambili. Ngeke ngezwa uDr. Sibanda ekhuluma la ngama-economical issues whereby abantwana abancane abanye athi bedingisa imizimba because bezama ukuziphilisa sikhangela ukuthi konkona abantu badala badibanile endlala ikhona nje elizweni jikelele. So sokuba easy ukuthi begcine labo sebengena emacansini becebe bedingisa imizimba nje ubana bethole something ongabaphilisa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Calvin Ncube. Hold on the line. Antunga Tinema messages are queer power. WhatsApp, let's read just one or two. We have Tonderai who says, thank you for the news. Yes, HIV and AIDS must be put to an end, but our youth are good, although some may be arrogant. The most necessary stages that are need to be taken are that youth must be educated, get employment, and have a good have access to all health care systems. We also have there's another one here in Tunga who let's see. Okay, there's Daniel P who says HIV can be managed, but the problem is people are being denied treatment if your CD4 count is too high. We might have to check with the doctor, as Dr. Sibanda, on that point there.
Indeed, I've something interesting to read here before we go to Dr. Spanda. this paragraph is coming from some compilation about statistics in Zimbabwe, HIV statistics in Zimbabwe, and it says, quote-unquote, relationships with large age differences are common in sub-Saharan African countries, and 15% of young women aged 15 to 19 in Zimbabwe report having had sex with a man 10 years older. This sugar daddy culture can contribute to an elevated risk of HIV for young women, as they are exposed to older men who may be more likely to have HIV or have the power in the relationship. Dr. Spanda, what do you make of that?
Yes, I do agree to a large extent with that assessment. Basically, as I have pointed out up front, that one of the biggest drivers of the increasing HIV prevalence and incidences around youth has to do with the economic issues. People who not working and they are young, they are disenfranchised, and they see those new gadgets being used and lots of fancy things coming up, and they also want to be, you know, partake in that sort of new entertainment, so to speak. So they end up falling into the hands of elderly people who are older than them, because they've got the means and the money to splash around. So that's a very important thing that has been creeping up in our culture in general, in Southern Africa particularly, including all the countries, Zimbabwe, Botswana, South Africa. That sort of culture actually is rooted and seems to be actually growing. And if you take a history, and most of the young people who present to hospital with the scores of HIV and AIDS, you can pick that sort of thing from the history that they present with, and the lifestyle that they're coming from, and the circumstances that they're coming from. So it's an important driver of this scourge.
Thank you there, Dr. Spanda. Please do stay on the line. And we are aware that you have another engagement, and when you want to go, please feel free to let us know. We will duly release you. We are also now joined by our third guest, and that's Edwin Ndlovu, youth coordinator of the organization Disability HIV and AIDS Trust. Mnumzana Ndlovu, siyakwamukela kuhle. Hello, Mnumzana Ndlovu.
Yebo, ngiyabonga, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Aha, tipinde munyaya vaNdlovu. Tiri kuona kuti dambudziko rekupararira kweutachiwana weHIV hanzi idambudziko riri kuenderera mberi kune vechidiki, kunyangwezve in general dambudziko iri ranani haro. Chii chiri kuitika kune vechidiki apa?
Zva zvakawanda zviri kuitika nenyaya iri kuitika takatarisana neupfumi hwenyika zvinhu zvinoaffectawo vechidiki zvikuru kana tikatarisa nyaya yeikonomi yedu haisi kunyatsoita zvakanaka saka zvaimbowanikwa nevechidiki izvozvi vakuita sokuti vakuzvishayiwa nenyaya yekushayikwa kwezvinhu kana kuti kushayikwa kwemari upfumi hwedu hausisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka izvozvo zvinoitawo kuti vechidiki vaitewo engage in some activities dzinenge dzichizovaita kuti vazova panjodzi yekubatira utachiwana senyaya yekuti ivo vanokwanisa kuzodanana nevanhu vakuru kwavari vanova vane nzira dzavanowana nadzo mari saka pakudaro vanokwanisa kuwanikwa vachidanana kana kuti kuinda pabonde nevanhu vakuru vagara vane mari dzavo uyezve vanenge vane utachiwana ende ipapo vechidiki ivavo havazokwanisi kutaurirana nevanhu vakuru ivavo kuti vazokwanisa kushandisa zvidziviriro nekuda kwekuti ava vanenge voshandisa simba ravo ravanaro remari saka izvozvo zvinoita kuti vechidiki vapinde panjodzi yekuzobatira utachiwana weHIV
kana tichitarisa nyaya yekushandisa makondomu vechidiki vari kukoshesawo kuzvidzivirira here nemakondomu
vangange vachikoshesa hunge vachinzwisisa kushandiswa kwachona ivo pachavo vanokwanisa kuzviita izvozvo asi nenyaya iyo yandataura kuti nedzimwe dzenguva vanozorega izvozvo nekuda kwekuti vanenge vakwezvewa nemari inenge ine vanhu asi kana kuri kuti ivo pachavo vanonzwisisana kana vachingodanana ivo pachavo uyezve vane ruzivo irworwo rwekuti vanofanira kushandisa zvidziviriro kana makondomu vanokwanisa kuzviita nekuti vari palevhu imwe chete yavanonzwisisana zvavanenge vachiita zvimwe chete asi kana pazoita cross generational relationships zvinozoti netsei nekuti vane vasina negotiation power
aha tinotenda vandlovu rambai makabata runare
good words there from Mr. Ndlovu big issue when it comes to generational relationships you know young girls aren't able to speak for themselves as Mr. Ndlovu was saying where they can say I'd like to use contraceptives in this relationship and then the older gentleman might say no you know we don't need to do something like that but if we can come to you Dr. Sibanda I hope you're still on the line
Yes, I'm on the line.
Can you walk us through or walk our listeners through how an HIV test is done? You know, there's some who to this day don't know how that process goes. Can you tell us how that works?
The HIV test can be done. Let me just put scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
A patient can present to a hospital with a certain problem. And as part of the routine workup of the patient, an HIV test can be suggested by the doctor. Or alternatively, anyone can walk into a healthcare facility and request that they be tested for HIV. Under those circumstances, they get a pre-test counseling where they basically talk with the healthcare giver, and the healthcare giver explains to them what the results potentially could mean. And the need for a second test after a certain period of time, about 3 months basically. And they explain to them what it means to be HIV positive and what it means to have AIDS. And then they also explain to the patient about the available means of treatment and interventions should the patient turn out to be positive. And then with that information, the patient is empowered to make an informed consent to accept an HIV test. Patients are encouraged to do the HIV test, but it's also important for them to understand the outcomes, what they would mean and what the way forward would be. So you sort of like prepare the patient for the worst results and for the best results in terms of outcome. And then there are several methods of doing the HIV test. One is what is called the rapid HIV test, which is like a pregnancy test basically, but you use a blood sample. A drop of blood is squeezed off a patient's finger, and it drops onto the test strip. And then after a matter of minutes, one can read whether the HIV test is positive or negative. The other test, one submits a blood sample. It's called an ELISA test. And they submit a blood sample, and the blood sample is processed by the lab. The results can be obtained within a short period of time where there is efficient sort of laboratory services when there is no congestion. But otherwise, they would have to come the following day or a couple of days for the results. And when the results have arrived, the healthcare giver again talks to the patient before they disclose the results, and then they disclose the results. And then from there, the two would discuss the way forward. If it has been a negative test, they are encouraged to retest again after, say, 3 months, and then test they are in what is called a window period.
Ukudaba lokuhlolwa khonapho dokotela eZimbabwe bathi kusikhatshana esilandelayo emafamasi kuyabe sokulama-kit umuntu angayithenga ayezihlola eyedwa endlini ukubana ulalo yini igciwane le-HIV kumbe hatshi. Into elokuhlakanipha yini le yasongozi ebantwini njengoba uyachaza nje ukubana kuqakathekile ukuthi umuntu athole ulwazi ahlale phansi lengcwethi zimxwayise ukubana kutshona inxa ethe watholakala ele gciwane kumbe kutshona inxa ethe watholakala engelalo zimxwayise khona ukwamukela impumela.
Ngathi mina kuqakathekile ukuthi umuntu athole ukukhanselwa ngaphambilini andubana ayeteste i-HIV because impumela yakhona ingenza ukuthi umuntu aphuleke kakhulu emoyeni acine mhlawumbe aseyithatha kabi. Abanye abantu bayenza lezi kuthiwa yi-suicide. Abanye abantu bagcina nje bephoxakala kakhulu emoyeni nabo ukuthi ama-results aphumileyo ayisiwo lawo abebewacabangela. So kuqakathekile ukuthi baxoxe kabanzi lo mphi wempilo omongikazi kumbe odokotela kumbe ikhansela eyabe ikhona nje ebakhanselayo ibaprepare kumbe ngathi nibalungiselele ukuthi nangabe bethola i-result noma nge-positive noma nge-negative benzeni, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi i-result e-negative kuyafanele ukuthi umuntu naye ayiphiphelwe ukwenzela ukuthi azi ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi uku-window period kumbe uku-period la teste negative yena kahle kahle egazini lakhe ikhona ingxilazi. So into zonke lezo ziyabe zifuna umuntu oyitreneleyo onendlela yokukhuluma lo muntu amchazele ngempumela yama-results.
Aha, uyibeka kahle dokotela. Vandlovu tidzoke kwa muri zvizva mungada kukurudzira vechidiki nezve chirwere cheHIV AIDS.
Vanofanira kuziva kuti ndivo vakabata remangwana renyika. Ndivo vachava vatungamiriri mune remangwana. Saka zvinoreva izvo kuti vanofanira kuwanikwa vakasimba zvikuru panyaya yekukurudzira kudzivirira kana vachienda pabonde. Zvinozikanwa kuti zvinhu zviri pachena kuti vechidiki vari kutoenda pabonde. Asi vanofanira kuziva kuti vanofanira kudzivirira nenyaya yekuti ivo ndivo vanozodiwa mune ramangwana redu. Uyezve ndinoti tinganyanya kutaura vechidiki tichisiyawo vanhu vavanogara navo. kune vabereki kune ma guardians anawo kudzimba uko vanofanira kugara pasi kuwana nguva dzekutaura zvinhu izvi nevana ivavo vachivaudzawo kuti chii chinonzi HIV zvinorevei kuti munhu awana HIV zvinorevei kuti kana tichidzivirira zvizvi maadvantages kana kuti zvakanakira kudzivirira zvakanakira kuindwa kunotestwa ndezvipi muri vana vadiki touya pane nyaya yevabereki nevana vanozvarwa vane HIV vakazvarwa neHIV zvakanaka kuti sevabereki tiwane nguva yekuti kana mwana akutanga kunzwisisa zvinhu tigomubudira pachena tigomutaurira zvishoma nezvishoma achiita achinzwisisa zvinhu zvinenge zvakaitika nekuti zvinoitika kuti vamwe vana vanotozoudzwa mwana atokura akusvika kumafomu 4 atopedza kufomu 4 otozoziva asina kana kutombohudzwa nemubereki kana kuudzwa nevanogara naye kuti ndo zviri kuitika tonyepera vana kuti uri kunwa mapiritsi emusoro uri kunwa mapiritsi easima uri kunwa mapiritsi asi iye achitonwa mapiritsi ARVs saka zvakakosha kuti tiwane nguva nevana ivavo tovanyatsovaudza zvakanaka zvishoma nezvishoma zvavanenge vachinzwisisa panguva iyoyo kuti zvinhu izvi zvakafamba sei zvinorevei kuti munhu anzi ari positive nekuti tinowana ivavo vanozoenda pabonde nevamwe vanenge maybe vasina kuzvarwa vane utachiwana nekuda kwekuti mwana uyu anenge asingazvizivivo kuti ndozvaari saka zvinobva vanobva vatapurirana nevaya umwewo futi obva azorara neumwe zvichingodaro network ichingodi ichingokura saka zvakanaka kuti vana ivavo vaudzwe
Vandlovu timbomubata muromo ipapo timbotora mutereri Miss Titi na va Willard Moyo kusilovela va Moyo makadi Halo va Moyo
Halo
Yebo mnumzana Moyo
Halo
Halo ndi va Moyo here hawa
Ndi Donald Mamboma
mukoma Doni muri bo
Ndi bo mukoma muri bo
tiri
bo stereg mapinda muchirongwa mukoma wangu ndipei pfungwa dzenyu
Iya, ndingati mukangano wakaita projection yakaita mudhebheni yakanaka zvikuru. Vanoronga vachipanana mazano nokupangana kuona kuti hurumende dzavo munyika dzavo dzavanenge vachidzingaitiwa kuti tidzikana nedambudziko iri zvakanaka nokupananawo njere nemazano pakuonesana kuti toita sei. Asi chandinoona ndechekuti patodziri nani chaizvo muzimbabwe. Hatibe kuri kuti nyika yedu ine mabasa nyika yedu yakanaka ine mwana vana vanozoirawo mari vachiri kushanda vachizvishandira nenzira dzavo dzakanaka ndokunge chigwere chaiderera but ndezvedzo kuti munyika hamuna mari hamuna mabasa vasikana masaizi edu aya takuzvipenda navo vanhu kuti vatitengete atatizionere
Koma Donald chimbomira henyu paline todzoka kwamuri. We're gonna take just a quick short break. Just hold on there. And to our guests on the line, Mr. Ndlovu, Dr. Sibanda, and Mr. Ncube, please hold on the line. We'll come right back to you. Ntunga, of course, this is time that we say goodnight to our radio listeners, but we are streaming live on the internet and on Facebook. Where can they find us?
Okay, we are on www.voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, as well as voandebele.com. We are also streaming live on Facebook. Bye for now.